The Irish Cancer Society has said public cancer patients are not getting some potentially life-saving cancer treatments that are available to patients in private hospitals. This is because insurance companies allow private patients quick access to new drugs approved by the Medicines Agency, whereas public patients wait 2 to 3 years for the HSE to cover the same drugs. Dr. Michael McCarthy is a consultant medical oncologist in University Hospital Galway, and he joins us now on the line. Thanks for talking to us. Can you outline for us the sort of drugs you're talking about?
Hi, Rachel, and thank you for having me on. I guess this is applying to an increasingly broad range of cancer drugs across a range of cancer types. But these are typically the new emerging high-cost cutting-edge cancer treatments. So you can, if you look at how drugs are developed, a commercial company conducts a clinical trial, and if successful, they take that data to the European regulators to seek approval to market their drug for a particular cancer indication. So all through the year, the EMA is issuing new approvals for cutting-edge cancer drugs that is applicable as the regulatory authority for Ireland to Irish patients. About 18 months ago, insurance companies decided to make all EMA-approved new cancer drugs available to patients in private hospitals immediately, which is a big change. And it's the reason underlying the divergence in access to these drugs between the public healthcare system and the private healthcare system.
And is cost then one of the reasons why these new drugs aren't available to public patients more quickly? Because some of these new medicines can be very expensive, can't they?
Exactly, and cost is a big part of it. So going back, if you look back to 2012, the HSE spent about 150 million euros in public hospitals on cancer drugs. This year, so far to date, that has risen to 550 million euros. And if you compare the cost of older chemotherapy drugs, which might cost 100 euros per treatment, these newer drugs are priced by commercial companies at a much higher price level, sometimes up to 8,000 euros per treatment. And so cost certainly is a big part of this.
And are these the sort of drugs then, the ones you were talking about just there, that might make it possible for somebody to avoid chemotherapy altogether?
Increasingly, it depends on the cancer type, and this all stems from the clinical trials that are conducted by commercial companies ultimately. But in many cases, I'll be seeing some patients later today who would previously had to use chemotherapy as the best treatment option, but now have an option for immunotherapy. But for a range of cancer types, such as cervical cancer and endometrial cancer, there are existing immunotherapy treatments that have been proven to work well in clinical trials that are approved by the EMA, that are available to private patients in private hospitals now, that I cannot prescribe in public hospitals. And this is, this again, this discrepancy, the gap in access, is likely to worsen over time if the current reimbursement criteria in private practice and in the public persist the way they are currently structured.
What's the solution to this then?
So it's a complex problem. But firstly, when the length of time it takes for the HSE to process an application from a pharmaceutical company to agree to reimburse the drug for private patients currently takes 2 to 3 years. Now, the minister has promised to provide extra staffing to the key bodies involved in this process, such as the NCPE and the NCCP. And this is welcome and may well improve the efficiency of the public reimbursement process. But the other issue is that only about 60 to 70% of drugs that are EMA approved are processed for reimbursement in the public system. And this is because the public system reimbursement process relies on pharmaceutical companies to make the first step and actually apply to the HSE for their drug to be assessed. And without this application, for 30 to 40% of drugs, there is no mechanism currently for the HSE to assess that group of drugs. And so developing mechanisms within the public system to be able to assess all EMA drugs for their effectiveness and cost effectiveness, I think will be important to establish fair access to drugs for public and private patients into the future.
Dr. Michael McCarthy, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime.